kudos. I'm John Johnson, and we've got a whole bunch of them to pass out next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Last week's weather wreaked havoc on MHSAA tournaments like never before. And in the true spirit of educational athletics, the MHSAA, which is its member schools, not 25 people in an office in East Lansing, stepped up and made the games happen in such a way that we have to pass out some kudos this week to acknowledge their great efforts. Let's start in volleyball, where several sites and schools had to delay their quarterfinal play by a day because of the weather. In the face of school closings and such, that tournament hardly missed a beat. And special kudos to Battle Creek St. Philip, which set an MHSAA volleyball finals record with its ninth straight Class D title. The Herculean kudos go to those schools hosting semifinal games in the football playoffs, some for moving the mountain, others for moving mountains of snow during the week. Some semifinal games were moved as soon as the weather forecast came out, and some were moved as late as Friday afternoon so that the games could be played in the best conditions possible. Let's start in Greenville, where over 17 inches of snow were moved out of beautiful Legacy Field over the course of the week, four of it on the day of the eight-player football final between Cedarville and Lawrence. Physical education classes and community volunteers worked throughout the week to get what they consider to be a real community point of pride ready for a championship game. And they also get a second kudo in midweek when they had to accept a semifinal playoff game in the 11-player tournament, which had already been moved inland twice because of the snow, and accommodated a standing-room-only crowd on Saturday with the same enthusiasm and efficiency they had displayed the night before. And another big kudo to everyone in Brighton. When it became apparent that a nearby tournament center wouldn't be able to get its field properly cleared mid-morning on Friday, they not only continued to move their mountain of snow in Livingston County, but they helped move the mountain of a second game from nearby Genesee County into place, and all around a school musical that was scheduled to take place at the school that weekend as well. Jackson High School, with a little more notice, ramped up to host two games, and kudos go to everyone at the Superior Dome in Marquette, which hosted three semifinal games this past weekend. And kudos, of course, to the teams and fans which understood and embraced the situation with good sportsmanship. There were only a few spoil sports out there who had complained about their travel arrangements, never mind the fact that they had been home for the first 3 weeks of the playoffs and reaped all of the financial and competitive benefits of being a host site, and got their local media, unfortunately, to put their baseless whining and crying on the air. And of course, there's always that element that complains that a tournament center is not perfectly situated between two schools, especially the one that complained in the midst of a switch when they were suddenly driving farther than their opponent after having the advantage in the opposite direction at the original site. Shame on all of you. No kudos for you. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.